Good morning and welcome to Update, a public affairs presentation of K-Wave. I'm Terry Lind, and today my guests are Stephen Brown and Phil Presley, representing the Armor of Light Ministry. Steve and Phil, thanks for coming in and welcome to K-Wave.
Thanks for having us, Terry. It's a privilege to be here.
We'll start with you, Steve. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm married to a hero. Her name is Dawn, and we have four children, and she homeschools. The oldest is 7 and going on down to 10 months, so she's got her hands full, and she is a wonderful person, and I just thank God for her, and we get down to Camp Pendleton together, and we just fit right in as we serve.
She's your helpmate.
She's my helpmate, you bet.
Phil?
Married to a God's gift to me for 34 years, Linda. I have 3 adult children. My oldest is a lifer in the Air Force. Linda is also my partner in ministries. After serving at Ground Zero on 2 occasions, a volunteer chaplain for the NYPD, the Lord moved me to start his ministry called Mission Southern California Volunteer Center, which is an organization of Christian volunteers that just responded to disasters. And these volunteers have responded to events such as the Arizona wildfires as well as the California wildfires. And I'm really blessed to have my co-director here with me today, Terry Lind, who was an integral part of God's work through us. Currently, I'm a chaplain for the Red Cross, and that's how God used the vehicle of introducing me to a ministry to the Marines. And as your listeners are listening to what I have to say, understand before what I'm going to describe to you, I had not been in the military. I didn't really know how to spell Marines correctly, if you will, and never had ministered to a Marine, but God.
Steve, how did you get involved in ministry to the Marines?
I've been at Calvary Chapel now a little over 10 years, and I've always had a heart for the military, and I was in a car accident right around the same time I started coming to Calvary Chapel, which hindered me from being able to go in the military. Tried several different times, and about 2 years ago, met a guy that said, "You're okay, you can go in." And so we started the process of me being able to go into the military, and through that, I was able to meet another chaplain, and we started training some Marines in critical incident stress management, preparing them for a deployment. And then during the deployment, we've been working with the wives and the children, and through that, been able to create some relationships that the Lord has brought about with the command chaplain there at Camp Pendleton and the command colonel over at the northern part of the base at Camp Pendleton. And just little by little, the Lord has brought these individuals across my path, and I'm still in the process. I'll be one of the first Calvary Chapel pastors, Lord willing, that'll be a chaplain with the military. The Marines don't actually have chaplains. They depend on the Navy.
When did you start Armor of Light?
It's pretty new. It's in its infancy. But praise God for Pastor Chuck. One of the distinctives of Calvary Chapel is to venture out in faith. And this is a venture in faith. He kind of prayed for me and let me go for it. And it's really in its infancy in the sense of being an official Calvary Chapel ministry.
Tell me the objective and the vision of it.
The overall objective originally in my heart was to minister emergency ministry teams around the country using the critical incident stress management, kind of like the Red Cross does, but from a spiritual perspective. And then also ministering to the police, fire, and military. And those are the guys that are in harm's way that experience that a lot. And they have a lot of stress factors, combat stress that they deal with. So that's part of the ministry. But the Lord has just kind of been directing it specifically to the military. And there's a huge opportunity.
Do you ever see the Lord branching out Armor of Light into a couple of different categories where you've got one arm of Armor of Light that is ministering to the first responders and then another arm or branch taking care of the military? And we don't know where the Lord will go with this, mm-hmm. but is that kind of where you see this going?
Yeah, I do. It's just amazing just to, again, step back and watch the Lord and wait mm-hmm. on Him. And like Isaiah tells us, just to wait on the Lord and He'll renew our strength. We'll mount up with wings like eagles and we'll run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. And it's just exciting. The fields are plentiful. The harvest is there. The laborers are few. Even now, there's things that are happening. Calvary's coming alongside Safe Harbor, which is Calvary Chapel Rancho Santa Margarita's ministry. That's exactly what's been on my heart. And it's just neat to pray about those things and to watch the Lord just stir hearts and to watch Him do those things. So I don't know if you know, it'll be under armor of light, but it's all under God's umbrella, and he's doing the work, and it's just neat to watch him work.
Yeah, God raises people up, doesn't he?
Amen.
In essence, that's how the Lord brought Stephen and I together, was a work of God that I knew that God had gone before and wanted the ministry that God created through Marines in Combat to be a part of Armor Light. On July 2nd, I was part of a chaplain and pastoral team of 20 pastors and chaplains that were called on emergency duty to give spiritual care for 800 Marines that were deploying to Iraq from March Air Force Base. No plan, but God's plan, if you will. We weren't organized. We had 24 hours notice. But I knew that God was in this when I watched how God would send each of the pastors and chaplain in their own giftedness to minister the love of Christ to these men and women that was going in harm's way. I recall Steve Ballinger did a worship service for the Marines there from Harvest Riverside. And I remember John Milhouse conducted a Bible study there. God sent me to one of the deployment hangars, and I went from Marine to Marine to Marine. And the only thing that I was left with, provided spiritual care, prayed with them, found out where they were, and I promised to pray for them every day until they returned. I returned home with a list of about 28 names of these Marines and gathered about 10 people that were faithful prayer warriors to join me. Would you commit to praying every day for these Marines? And they agreed. The following day, I received an email from the major of the deployment exercise at March Air Force Base. And he sent me a list of 198 Marines with their addresses. Immediately, I knew that God was in this and that he was going to broaden its scope. So I watched God water and grow this prayer chain that became a full-fledged ministry to care packages, et cetera, to Marines. It grew from 10. Today, as we speak, emails go out to over 20,000 people in 6 countries and 22 churches around the world. Because of God's honor and glory that he wants to hear voices standing in the gap for these Marines in harm's way. Hence, in August, when I went to CISM training and heard this young man stand up and talk about his vision to have a ministry towards Marines and uniformed services and share the story of the soldier Psalm, Psalm 91, I knew it was of God. And immediately after that, I walked up to Steve and I said, God's already gone before you, and that's when Marines in Combat became part of Armor of Light. So I'm continuing to watch this unfold, Armor of Light, and into many different branches, and God keeps on raising up the people to bless this ministry in a lot of different ways, in all facets of ministering to the Marines, not only just their encouragement in Iraq, but to their families. And we have relationships ongoing with wives here, and God is in this, and this is sacred ground.
The name of the prayer ministry that Phil kind of came up with, and I guess I kind of stole it from him, but you know, the Marines, their motto is Semper Fi, always faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And so Phil changed it a little bit, Deo Semper Fi, God is always faithful, because that's really the truth. And so it's exciting because as Phil's been with me, we have a Bible study that we do at the hospital at Camp Pendleton. And afterward, we always go up and we minister to the wounded Marines and have never been turned down when we ask them if they would like us to pray for them.
If you're just now joining us, this is Update, the weekly public affairs program of K-Wave 107.9. I'm Terry Lind, and I'm talking to Steve Brown and Phil Presley about Armor of Light Ministry. Phil, you were talking about compassionate care to our military and first responders. Can you talk a little bit about the issue of what they go through emotionally because of what they see?
The Lord's given me an avenue to send out to the prayer chain comments from chaplains that I'm ministering to in Iraq, if you will, and coming alongside them. And they have shared some stories that I have not chosen to send out of things, even those of men of God, that are so horrific in their mind and indelibly. Only the power of God will remove it. Things that no human being should ever see as far as the enemy's desire to destroy these men and women. One of the things that Stephen and I have addressed before, and what's on both of our hearts, what happens when they get home? Who is going to debrief them? There should be a ministry arm to be able to become the spiritual leader again in their homes and to guide them through what they have seen. The 8 or 9 or 12 wounded Marines that we visited with in Camp Pendleton at the Naval Hospital, they're very stoic, and you know that they have seen things that they want to share and they want to bury. and this is be a cause of some emotional injury to them down the road. So Steve and I know, pray that's in the back of our mind, that's something being done as an aftercare ministry when they get home.
You know, you said something, Phil, that I think we shouldn't pass it by without reiterating it. Mm. When they come home, there is a tremendous amount of stress on them. They've seen things that no human being should ever see, and it affects their lives for years to come. And there can't be enough aftercare done for the people that come here, can there?
No, and this is where I believe God has got such a strong and powerful hand in equipping Stephen and I and everybody's involved in the ministry who love Christ as a Savior, that there is only one hope. And all of the people on our prayer chain, which number 200 specific names, and there's 22 churches, they're all Christians. They've all written them letters, not knowing where they're at spiritually, witnessing to them that your hope is in Christ. The more credibility we have around Marines, the more that we've been able to, in boldness, share with them where the hope that is in us and why we're doing what we're doing. The impact of that person that's listening right now that says, well, I can't do anything. All I have is a computer. I can write some notes, but that's not going to do any good. Let me give you a specific. One of the Marines in July wrote me a letter that really alarmed me. And this is some of the things you're talking about, Terry. He's a sergeant, and that means he's a commander. He oversees a number of people. And he wrote me that he was really despondent. This is early on in the war. One of his best friends were killed. And number two, he really questioned the leadership of his commanding officer. Those are two really bad combinations for somebody in combat. So what I did was I copied the letter and, you know, the Lord said, put it on out to everybody there and ask for an appeal on the prayer chain of people to write and encourage him, because there's only so much he could take from me. And this is the letter that I got in return a couple of weeks later. Phil, I wanted to say thank you so much. You have been a big part of my life since I've been deployed to Iraq. There have been so many people write me, and they all said that you gave them my information. I think you are an angel in the sky that is supporting me by leading a prayer group and fellowship in support of the troops. Tell a lot of them that I can't really get back to them. I'm busy fighting a war, but I am extremely grateful. And he closes with Isaiah 54:17, no weapon forged against me will prevail. Now, here's a man that was, I felt, clinically depressed on the front lines. And because so many of you and Terry and Stephen are both on the prayer chain, took the time to just write about, you know, we appreciate you. We know what you're going through and we're praying for you. Pulled him out of the doldrums to walk a little bit taller, to retake his place as a leader in the Marines. So for that person out there, that just as a caring person, one letter like this can mean the difference to life and death for a number of our Marines.
Well, Steve, what's next for Armor of Light?
We actually started a Sunday worship service down on Camp Pendleton. So it's a Calvary Chapel. It's an outreach of Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa. So we have that. The Lord is blessing. We have needs for child care workers. We've got the Thursday meeting we do at the Naval Hospital down there. We've got several outreaches coming up that we're going to be doing, mainly ministering to the wives and children of three battalions due home soon. And then here at Costa Mesa, we meet right now just about every other month. We'll be meeting coming up again probably in March for a Saturday meeting in the fellowship hall. We usually meet from 9 to 11.
Where do you meet on Sundays?
On Sundays, we meet at the San Onofre Community Center.
That's where you need the child care workers.
That's where we need the help, yes.
Do you need teachers, people who can minister to children that are school age?
Sure, whatever the Lord
whatever
puts,
the Lord brings.
Yeah, if someone's listening right now and the Lord's just, you know, speaking to your heart, then hey, you know, that's probably you.
Do you have a lot more children than you do adults?
Well, the first couple of weeks we did, but now actually the adults are catching up with the children. We've got quite a few wives that don't have children yet, but their Marines are deployed, that have been coming. And it's just a special opportunity to be able to minister to them and share the love of Christ with them and just come alongside them and love them.
Now, how did you manage to get an outreach started at the San Onofre Community Center?
Actually, Phil was with me. We had a cold call meeting with the command chaplain, Chaplain Downing, who's a great man. We just went by faith and knocked on the door, and they told us, no way, you can't meet with him. He's a very busy man. The next thing we know, we had an hour and a half meeting with them. Then the only other obstacle was the colonel, who's over the northern half of Camp Pendleton, who's been a faithful follower coming to the church service, and he's just been a wonderful blessing from the Lord. So the Lord just had the right people there at the right time. They're new to their positions. They've only been there a few months. The Lord brought all that about. So I don't know if it's a window of time. It's an opportunity that we have, and it's just, well, it's such an honor and a privilege.
Your fellowship